everybody, that is some Oingo Boingo with Just Another Day. And we have a special guest in studio, Michael Brazenly.
Hi, everyone.
And he's going to talk to us about office time and how you should not put up with management's nonsense when they try to tell you how long things take.
Yeah.
Take it away.
So the problem with management, well, they'll tell you the office time. And they'll tell you, hey, your office time is 43 minutes. Or
right.
on the street, or when you're loading, they'll tell you, oh, the standard is 22 minutes to load your truck.
Right. Or I need you out of the office by 9 o'clock or whatever. Yeah.
All that stuff is all nonsense, okay? Per Memorandum 1769 and Memorandum 1664 basically says that if any management tool to use, like DOAS or anything like that, they cannot punish any carriers on if because they cannot make that time. It is carrier's position that we tell management how long it's going to take, not management.
Right.
Okay.
Specifically, one of those memorandums says that the DOAS or whatever is mm-hmm. not the sole determinant of a yes. carrier's leaving time. And by the way, Michael just ripped those off the top of his head. That he knows those memorandums because he is that good. Yeah, that was impressive.
Okay. So, here's where management tells you that this causes three grievances for a steward. Okay, first one is the Article 19 violation of Memorandum 1664 and 1769 because they cannot tell you what the office time is, right? The yeah. second one is safety violation because management told you how much the office time is no. and they're trying to make you hurry. So therefore, that is the violation of safety.
Dude, because you're rushing. Right, which leads
third
to accidents.
One is it's Memorandum 1242, which is Joint Statement of Violence and Behavior Violation, because in the Joint Statement of Violation, Joint Statement of Violence says that right. making the number is not the sole determinant to bully somebody or right. harass anyone in the postal service.
Right. Okay? Making the numbers is not an excuse for the abuse of anyone.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And so that would be in that violation. There'll be three grievances you have to file when management does that.
Dude.
Okay. And it has to be done anytime management does it, because if you don't, you know management, they'll keep doing it until you do.
Oh, yeah, without okay? question.
So now this is not just for stewards. This is right. for the carriers too, because they need to write that statement saying this is what the management is doing and hand that statement over to the steward to file that grievance. And it'll be three grievances, like I said.
That's exactly okay? right. None of this works without carriers actually blowing the whistle mm-hmm. and going to their stewards and saying, hey, this is a problem.
Yeah.
And that's the whole idea here is we want to educate you and empower you so that you know when management is abusing you and what the violation is, what the problem is.
And this yep. is a way to stop management for to harassing you, because when they're telling you the times, they're harassing you.
That's exactly okay? right.
And so if this grievance doesn't get filed, they'll keep doing it and harass you over and over, saying you need to make this time and try to threaten you with discipline, and they can't do that.
That is exactly correct. All right. So if you have mostly wrapped it up, you reminded me of an anecdote that I'm going to tell to finish. So about rushing. When I was teaching in the Carrier Academy, I taught with another guy from my station, and he would really drive that point home that when you're rushing, you're a lot more likely to get injured.
Or get into an accident.
Or get into an accident. That's exactly right. And dude, I know in my own experience, when I try to rush, it's not actually faster because I make mistakes that I got to go back and fix. So anyway, he was showing ways that you can get injured picking up from a collection box. Like the door is really heavy and, you know, and so he says, yeah, one time I came up and I put the key in and I pulled the door open and it hit me in the shin because I was rushing. And I went to reach in to get the mail and I hit my head on the edge because I was rushing. And he goes through this whole thing. And then one of the students raises their hand and they say, hey, have you ever, like when you're trying to get the mail out of there, have you ever gotten like stuck inside the collection box, like with your head stuck in there? And I go, no, he hasn't. But I know his stepsister got stuck like that once. Oh, I sure made myself laugh.
So many times when people are in a hurry, they slam the CBUs and break the door.
Right.
How many times they slammed it, break the key, or the lock gets break, so your arrow key that's stuck on your belt, and now you can't get out of it because you're stuck.
So to get back to your point,
hurrying.
And that's why that's a safety issue, mm-hmm. and that's why we need to push back against management.
And that those grievances has to get filed to stop management.
That is exactly right. So thank you guys for listening. We will catch you next time.
Yeah, sure.